Hey guys, what's up? What's up? How is everyone? I hope everyone is well, doing well, being well, living well. And this is the Living Single Mom podcast. If you've never listened before, this podcast is about my life as a single mom, dating, highs, lows, ups, downs, things that's going on now, like everything in between. So yeah, I give a little preview of my life in hopes that maybe you all can get a little comedic relief from your life and maybe even some relativity. So you never know. Guys, just how y'all been? I know the doors of the church and the doors of the world are open. Let us always still be cautious. COVID-19 is still alive, still out here in these streets. So whether you're waxed, vaxxed, not vaxxed, just take the necessary precautions for your family, for your health, for your job, for your friends. If you want to wear your mask, just because your governor might have said, hey, we lifting the mask ban. If you still want to wear it, y'all. Because it's still out here. You never know. And they're talking about all these mutations of it. And oh, my God, it's a mess. So be safe, y'all. I hope y'all have been safe. So where have I been? I haven't recorded an episode in a while. And I just had a lot going on. About 3 or 4 weeks ago, me and my girlfriend surprised my best friend in Little Rock. We popped up on her just for like a girl's day to hang out, do brunch, because you need that time, you know, in a 90s kind of world. Glad I got my girls, for real. You need that time with your girls to chat, to release, to receive, all of that good stuff. And she's also was preparing for her wedding. So we kind of wanted to, you know, like let the stress off and all of that, you know, relieve some of the stress, relieve some of the nerves, all the tasks that you have to do at last minute planning and all of that. So, you know, to ease her and give her a couple kikis and ha-has. Then the week or two after that, she got married. It was my best friend's wedding. I was the maid of honor, which I really feel like I got that role, you know. I feel like I can do it again and again and again. It was an honor to serve as her maid of honor. It was beautiful. Okay, guys. Black love is alive and well and thriving. I've seen it with my own eyes with my best friend and her husband. The wedding was just beautiful. I cried at the wedding ceremony. I also cried during the reception when I had to give my speech. And I'm so glad nobody recorded that because I'm a thug. No, I'm not, but I am. And it was just beautiful. Really, really good time. Also, I've been wrapping up the last days of school. We didn't get out until this week. So, you know, just the last couple of weeks of school are always kind of like different. You know, everybody's winding down. Teachers are like not even caring. You come to school, you don't. You know, it's just long as nobody's bleeding or hurt. And you do the work on well, you don't on well. It's just kind of like we're wrapping it up. And this year in a pandemic, teaching has been so totally different. Shout out to all of the teachers across the world. I mean, from doing Bitmoji classrooms and Kahoots, Blookits, PowerPoints. Some teachers handling virtual and in-person students, you know, COVID-19 scares at the school. It's just been a lot. Unrealistic expectations from upper management and leadership. It's been a lot. And strangely, I've been hearing from some parents who I've been trying to contact all year. Uh-oh, sis, don't do that. Baby, at the end, couple of weeks of school that's left, the ending days, honey, I'm a stranger now. You know, I don't want to talk. We missed that window of opportunity. So, and also I'm in training right now for summer school. The irony. I'm also in summer school, going to be teaching summer school. And I don't know what I was thinking. But I mean, I'm in it now. I'm into the thick of it, as they say on the song from the Backyardigans. But that's what I've been doing, you know, spending a lot of time with family, friends, celebrating, just, you know, living life, maintaining, adulting. I can't believe I'm an adult. Y'all, we adults. We are adults. What? Like, weren't we just children? Weren't we just registering to vote? Weren't we just going to college? Weren't we just playing outside, making mud pies? Weren't we just chasing the ice cream truck? I mean, life come at you quick, don't it? My God, today. But this episode is entitled, This Is Us, featuring Kaden. And for those of you who may not know, Kaden is my son. He's soon to be 13 years old. He is my heartbeat. He's my motivation. He's so smart, so intelligent, so kind, so chill. And I'm just proud to be his mom. So I thought it would be really cool for him to join me on this episode and for us to do like a little interview and maybe just conversations so you all can hear his voice and get some of him through me and my podcast, us, how we operate, all that good jazz. So, Kaden, you want to introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Kaden. I am the son of Diandra.
Diandra, the living single mom. Okay, but anyway, am I doing too much?
Nah.
Okay. So do you want to start off with the questions or do you want me to go?
You can go first.
Okay. So first question, you've been a virtual student the entire 2020-2021 school year. How was that experience?
It was rough at some points, highs and lows, but I'm just glad I got through it. You know, it was one of the hardest years. I didn't expect it to be this hard. Because when COVID first started, I was happy I was getting 2 weeks out. But then a week after that, those 2 weeks, it hit hard.
Yeah. So you said this year was a little bit harder. What was a little bit harder about it?
It was a little bit harder because not getting to interact with people your age, having to just sit in the room by yourself at home.
And that one-on-one interaction with teachers,
yeah,
instruction. Okay. Thinking about returning to the classroom this up and coming school year, do you feel any pressure or have any concerns?
I don't have any concerns at all. I've just always been this chill, relaxed kid. If you want to be my friend, I'll just be accepting.
Yeah. What about, you know, if y'all have to wear masks? Are you okay with it or what?
Well, my school, we can't wear masks, so I guess.
How do you feel about being vaccinated? What, do you have any concerns?
With people and all the memes going on, I kind of do have some concerns.
And that's valid. That's real. I have concerns and I'm an adult. Like, yeah. Okay. Who's your favorite rapper or top rappers?
I don't really have a favorite rapper, but I have like three. I listen to Lil Uzi Vert, Pop Smoke, So Fuego, you know?
Okay, now I do what I want. No, that's it. Is that it?
Yeah.
He does not want me to be cool. He just got to get used to me being cool. Yes, I am one of them. You said the last rapper was who?
So Fuego.
What's one of his songs?
Knock Knock, one of my favorite ones.
Okay, we're gonna have to listen to that on Spotify or something, because I'm not aware.
It's a TikTok song, you probably wouldn't like it.
Oh, okay. I'm not aware. It's so many rappers, Kaden, and I just can't keep up. But hey, I do like Lil Uzi Vert. I do. And what was the other one, Lil Uzi Vert?
Pop Smoke.
I do like Pop Smoke. I got into him.
Yeah, I like his tone.
It threw me off a little bit at first how deep his voice was. I was kind of like, ooh, whoa. But then, like, once you really listen to the lyrics, it's really cool. If you could live anywhere in the world, where would it be and why?
It would be Jamaica.
Why?
It would be Jamaica because I just watch a lot of food channels with my mom. So
me?
Yes, yeah. And the food looks incredible and the culture is just amazing.
So you want to be on the island now?
Yeah.
Okay, can I come? Uh-oh. Maybe. There's a pause. Wait a minute. Did he play me? I think he did. Because there was a pause. Because if I went to go live with Jamaica or in Jamaica, I would take you. I'm a little offended. But anywho, we're going to move on. Who's your favorite basketball player and favorite basketball team? Y'all, Kaden is a basketball guy. Like, if you want to know stats on people, like random stats, information about older players, retired players, new players, it does not matter. The boy just knows stuff about them, what I find, like, wow, amazing. He even got me into basketball because it wasn't really my jam some years ago, but he got me into it watching some of the games. So who's your favorite basketball player and basketball team?
Well, if we're talking about right now, it's a tie between Russell Westbrook and Ja Morant. And personally, because I like their play styles, the way they can just dunk and slash and play me.
Team?
My favorite team was the OKC Thunders. OKC Thunder.
Okay, Thunders and Lightning. Okay, keep going. I'm
because fine. Russell Westbrook, I was a diehard Westbrook fan, if you like to say.
Yes, you know.
I have a jersey up there too because, you know, I just like their play styles. But since he left, I'm a Grizzlies fan. Been a Grizzlies fan since about the grit and grind days. Because, you know, I love defense and
okay.
Because defense can win you games and yeah.
Grizzlies has a good defense?
Mm-hmm.
Are they in the playoffs?
They were, but they have been eliminated by the Utah Jazz. Kind of salty, but I should have expected it. But Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr., they're only 20 years old, like 21 and 21, so they got a lot of time.
Amen. A lot of time. Fun fact, Kaden mentioned that he was a Russell Westbrook fan, as am I. And
for
because of you, yeah. And like, if you see Kaden, he has a smidge of Russell Westbrook about him. I don't know what it is, but I feel like he could be related to us in some type of way. I feel like he's our brother. And, you know,
I've been told that a lot.
Yeah. And he was Russell Westbrook for Halloween one year.
Yeah, I had the MVP. When he won MVP.
Yeah, I'm going to have to, y'all. It was so cute. But anywho, so we did that. What is it like watching your parents raise you?
Well, I don't remember, you know, my baby experience, but I've gotten a lot of, oh, I remember you and, oh, you've gotten so tall or bigger. I think my parents were famous in their college days. Just something tells me about it. But as a kid, you know, being around my grandma, my mom, my aunt, my uncle, my relatives, my cousins, it was a great experience. And seeing you watching you grow up, it was great.
Okay. Come on.
Seeing you getting stronger.
Come on. You better speak into me. You know it don't take much now.
It
don't take much now to get me excited now. I'll run across this building. Yes, I will. Okay. Last question. Am I cool or what?
You are definitely cool because I've seen a lot of parents be so strict and, you know, and seeing you're a single parent, I have to add that too, because you have been, you grown a lot. Like,
yes,
you've gotten
word.
A lot stronger. You're one of
word.
The strongest people I know physically and mentally. So, yeah, you are a cool parent. You're one of the best moms I could ask for, really.
Boy, come on. You know it don't take me much to get emotional now. You better talk to me. Do you think I'm good at TikTok?
I have no comment about that.
Ooh, y'all, he feels some type of way about me being on TikTok. But what he don't know is that's my happy place, man. TikTok's not going to entertain it. Shoot, you could become a chef. learn how to lose weight, all of that. Watch people just do random, strange, and unique and interesting things. I love it. Okay, those are all of my questions. Do you have any questions for me?
I have a few. One of the questions was, how was it to have a kid in the middle of college?
So having you my sophomore year, I'm not going to lie, it threw me off. It just made me pivot my life, pivot my responsibilities, pivot my priorities. I was living my best life, but I knew that when I found out I was pregnant with you, I knew then instantly that my life was going to change. And I was just preparing myself mentally for it. Did I prepare myself fully mentally for it? I'm not for sure, because a baby is a real ass responsibility. And I feel like I went into it with ease and with confidence. Now that I can look back on my life, I feel like I did a really good job balancing school, balancing being a mom, balancing having somewhat of a social life. But I think it was shocking. I cried. I was nervous. I was scared. But when I look at it, the community around me, they made it. My people around me, my family, everybody around me at that time made it an easier transition. Now, there were days that I was a little, overwhelmed. But all in all, my good days far away out my bad days. So I won't complain.
And another question was, I know I've grown up in like the past 2.5 years a lot. And I just wanted to know how you felt about that.
Oh, it was I was taken aback, because last year your voice did not sound like that. You weren't that tall. And it was just shocking to see your growth. I know a lot of times when you are living life as, mom and son, sometimes you don't see it as well as some people would see it who haven't seen you in a while. You know, they would be like, oh my God, Kaden, you've gotten so big. Or, oh my God, Kaden, you've gotten so tall. How old is he now? And at first, I'm kind of like, I couldn't see it. But within this last year and a half to 2 years, especially jumping from last, February to now, you've grown so much. You went up several shoe sizes. You've hit this, growth spurt that we were not prepared for. And your voice got deep. You got tall. It was just like, what is happening? You were eating everything. And it's just been, I was taken aback. I'm not going to lie. I'm still getting used to it. Because, you were my baby. My little kid baby, my little homeboy. And now you're growing up and, you're about to be 13. It's really been truly amazing to watch your growth. And I'm really excited about your future. I know that you have some things, some desires that you want out of your life that you're already thinking about and talking about. And, I only want you to be better than me, better than your dad. Just be the very best version of Kaden and to walk out your purpose in life.
Okay. And another question was, how was it like being in quarantine and the change? You had to go to school in March, and how is it like about to teach summer school?
When we were moving right when the pandemic, or we got word of this transition into a pandemic in this new life. So when the school notified us and said that we were going to get an extra week because of the pandemic, I was like, oh, great. That gives me more time to move, gives me more time to look for furniture, to get everything situated, because that was spring break and then plus another week. So I'm like, okay, I can move. This is great. I did not take it seriously at all at first. But right as we moved in and we're getting comfortable, and it was basically the world shut down. And quarantine helped me realize, it made me prioritize my health and your health, of course. You know, wearing my mask, not going places unless I had to go to the grocery store or run an errand or gas or something like that. And it really gave me time to kind of just sit and enjoy home. You know, this is our home that we just moved in. Netflix was popping, Hulu was popping. And although I missed some of the aspects of our normal life, I still am, you know, it still worked out in a sense. I still missed family gatherings like we used to gather, you know, how we do. And I missed, you know, being able to just go out freely. I missed it, and it made me greatly appreciate my random runs to Target and Starbucks and going out to eat and things like that. So, yeah.
And I also have another question. Was, what is your favorite singer, artist, producer?
Ooh, now producer. I don't know. I don't know if I have a favorite producer. I admire some producers like Swiss Beatz and DJ Khaled and people like that, Jay-Z, Kanye West. I definitely, Kenneth Leonard, I definitely, you know, admire those. I don't know if I could just pinpoint a favorite producer or a favorite artist. You know, I'm really like big on so many different forms and genres of music. So, you know, one morning I might be listening to gospel. The next morning I might be listening to what you listen to. Might be listening to country. In the evening I might be listening to jazz. But as far as some of my favorite artists would definitely be Tasha Cobbs Leonard. I like to listen to Ella Fitzgerald.
Fantasia.
Yes, you know, I love me some Fanny now.
Leonard, when you used to drop me at from my grandparents' house, you used to just be playing that in the, when I see you.
Ooh, that was my song, damn it. That was my song. Baby, when I see you.
Still play it to this
you
day.
Know I love me some Fantasia. Yes. I also like Ella Fitzgerald. You might not know who that is, but she's a jazz artist from back in the day. I like to listen to her when I wind down in the evening, you know, taking a bubble bath. I also like Shania Twain, Faith Hill. You know I love my Whitney Houston now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now. You know I'm a Nippy fan to the day I I.E. I loves me some Nippy. Who else? Oh, I can't even think of all the people that I like to listen to. Emily King. I like Moneybagg Yo. I do. Yo Gotti. Those are just, y'all, you see where I'm going with this, guys? I went from jazz, gospel,
to rap.
You know, country. It's just a little bit of everything. I am that girl. I am eclectic. As Sister Mary Clarence would say, I like a lot of music.
And that's all the questions I have.
Okay. So any final thoughts about the podcast? Any final thoughts about, you know, anything you want people to know about you?
It was cool.
It was cool?
Pretty cool.
It was pretty cool. Would you come and join me again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I consider it.
Yeah, my boy was so nervous. Like, I had to let him know they can't see you, you know, while we're recording this. Now they can see you when we do this YouTube episode. Y'all, he is pressed about this YouTube episode. Honey, look, they can't see you then. But I have something. I think I have a game that I want to play with you on the YouTube episode. So I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm not even going to prepare you. It's just going to be spot on, and you're just going to have
I don't like to be spot on.
Oh, baby, get used to it. It's coming.
I should have expected that.
Yeah, you should. You know me. Yeah. Don't you know me a little? Come on.
A lot.
Oh, come on, Neil. Yeah. But, yes, do you want the people to follow you on TikTok or no?
Nah, I don't really post videos. I don't have any videos.
You don't have any? We're going to have to change that. We're going to have to do some mother-son TikToks. Ooh, he dropped his head on me.
I can sit. No comment.
He played me, y'all. He played me. He dropped his head. My boy is probably fed up with me on TikTok. He's just not ready to accept that I'm that mom. I'm that cool one on TikTok. Like, yeah. And if I really just wanted to be a content queen, I could do that. Don't you think?
Yeah, you could.
I could. I just need to focus a little bit more. Try a little bit harder.
Yeah. You got the summer.
I got the summer. But I'm teaching summer school.
And I'll be gone too.
So, oh my God. But guys, hopefully this was just a glimpse of who we are, who my son is, how we operate, our bond, our relationship. He's been like my little buddy, my little homeboy, my little schnickum schnickum spoor.
Nah.
he don't want to do that. He do not want me to get gooey ooey on him. He's not want me to be soft on him at all. Like, no, he's not here for the heartfelt. But this is just a glimpse of us. I thought it'd be pretty cool. If you have a child, nephew, godson, stepdaughter, stepson, you know, let them listen too, you know, because maybe they can relate to some of the things that he said, or, you know, be like, oh yeah, I like that too. Find some commonality in there. Okay, guys, so you can find me on social media as The Living Single Mom. I am on Instagram. I have The Living Single Mom podcast page on Facebook. I'm on Twitter as The Living Single Mom. And your girl is on TikTok. Come on, find me. Say hello. Y'all, don't be shy. Don't be shy at all. If you follow me on social media, or find me on social media, or even email me at thelivingsinglemom @gmail.com, don't be shy. Say, hey, girl.
Except if you're a student.
Yeah, if you're a student, which they should not be, they probably won't even find this. My students are very inquisitive about my personal life. They're like, oh, you have a podcast? Oh, you do TikTok? What's the name of it? I want to find. I'm like, nope, nope, and nope. Nope on the rope. But but y'all, say hey, say how you doing, say I listen. If you like it, if you don't like it, just keep it to yourself, because guess what? If you ain't got nothing nice to say,
don't say nothing.
See, I raised them right. I raised them right. Y'all be blessed. Eat your fruits and veggies. If you're going to get vaxxed, get vaxxed. If you're not, wear your mask. Love on your people. Pray. Read your Bible. Start a devotional. You know, get in tune with your spirituality. Not to say that I'm 100% perfect in that area, but I am trying, okay? I am trying, because what a wonderful God we serve. Hey! You know how I am. Mm-hmm. You can't make me doubt him. I know too much about him. But yeah, y'all be easy peasy lemon squeezy. Love y'all.
Bye.
See ya.